I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you ever go to a restaurant, and while you're at the restaurant, you are basically trying to get the server's attention, or maybe you've got something that you need for your table.
Hey!
No, don't snap your finger, and don't whistle like it.
Ma'am?
Okay.
Ma'am?
Is that not right?
Yeah. I have the things that restaurant servers secretly hate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. And that is one of them, Cato. Although I do have some comments to make that might upset some servers, too.
Okay.
And so maybe rather than upsetting them, I'll form them in the phrase of questions, and someone can call or text in at 800-386-0937 and help us know how to handle some of these situations that seem difficult from the eater's perspective, from the customer.
Okay.
All right. So they hate it whenever you walk in and sit at a table that hasn't been cleared yet.
I
didn't realize that's a big deal, but I guess they like to have the table empty while they're cleaning it so they can just wipe everything down.
Because they're wiping those crumbs right off in your lap. It's like they don't want to have to do that.
Or your whole party is standing around the table while she's trying, or he's trying to get in to clean it, and there's other customers around. So
most of the time, if that ever happens with me, it's because some hostess has brought us there early, and it's not my fault.
And that's true.
Well, and if you're going to do that, let's hope that they left some stuff on their plates, like a little bread roll or something.
Is it bad? if you don't see a bite mark.
Okay. If it has one or two bite marks, just cut it off.
The answer to your question is yes.
That's bad.
They say also this, you may think you're helping out whenever you grab your plate or your drink off the tray they're holding. It seems like you're helping, but really you're throwing them completely off balance, and it could cause the entire tray to go flying.
Working St. Patrick's Day downtown Savannah for years, that was my worst nightmare.
Oh, people grab a drink?
Yes, because you'd walk by and they'd be like, oh, that one's mine. And you're like, no, I have this balanced.
But is it okay if she's bringing you, like, your eggs and bacon and her hair's in your eggs and bacon to brush her hair gently off those?
Wait until she leaves.
She's on the train, you know, because they put them up here on their shoulder, and then hair's just right there by your eggs.
I don't get why they don't have to put the hair up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially when they're bringing food to your tables, which I also, and I know chefs in town that have beards.
Yeah.
I don't get that. A chef with a beard in the kitchen. It's just as shocking to me.
You need those beard nets, because I don't want a beard hair in my eggs either.
And they're awesome chefs.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe so.
The beard.
The beard is the secret.
So if it's on the tray, don't throw them off with their balance.
Well, but then if you see like the high-end chefs, they don't wear gloves or anything like that. And they're plating food barehanded.
I'm not worried about that.
I am.
What's the difference?
I'm not, because I worked in restaurants where we never wore gloves back then.
And to be fair, if they wear gloves, they just get those dirty and then touch all your stuff with dirty gloves.
Yeah.
Have you seen like the Subway places?
Sandwich shops.
Sandwich shops.
Yeah. A lot of them use gloves, though.
Huh?
Subway uses gloves.
Yeah. Yes, but I've seen them use gloves and take some money and then go back and start making a sandwich. And I'm like, well,
okay, this is about servers, not us complaining. All right. They say parents, and I've seen this before. Was at a restaurant, nice restaurant, and the kids were sitting there running wild, and finally this couple came over and said, excuse me, but your children are throwing ice cream at us. And this was not my kids. I didn't have kids yet. But my boss's kids. And I thought, oh my God, how do you let your kids run so wild? They're throwing ice cream at another table. And they didn't even get in trouble.
Yeah.
I'd have been whooping some butt.
Yeah.
I would say, because I've been in restaurants and, you know, kids do make a mess, and the waiters and waitresses, they're okay, like, because they'll come right behind you and clean up their mess.
Well, if you're going to do that, you need to leave a big tip.
Well, and if they're going to throw ice cream, make sure my mouth's open.
I was working in a restaurant. This kid was kind of cutting up a little bit. And I just walked by and gave him an evil look.
Oh.
And I heard him as I walked away going, Mama, that man just looked at me funny. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, flick their ears. Just flick their ears and then, you know.
Push them down.
And nowadays you get sued for flicking their ear.
Well, you can't get caught doing it.
This, again, is supposed to be on servers.
Yeah, I know.
They say whenever you don't say please or thank you. Some people actually be like, I'll have this or I want that, and they don't say please. I'm very much a please, thank you so much kind of person, because it is so simple of a way to improve your communication.
And for them to not to spit in your drink.
That's true also. Kato, snapping or whistling to get their attention.
Oh, yeah.
They say a wave is fine, and if they don't see you at first, give them a minute. You're not their only table. Mm-hmm. But there is a point where you're like, I haven't had a drink in 30 minutes, and I'm dying here. I don't feel like there needs to be a way for us to get attention at that point.
Okay, I think sometimes it's like you hold up the drink and you point to it, maybe.
That's probably not.
Or maybe you point to your mouth like I'm about to die thirst.
Again, not.
No, you use the straw and...
Oh, just make that noise.
The cup.
That's a good one. I'll check with the servers on that.
Okay. How about when you want the check? Don't you always put your hand up like and you write the check when you're looking at the waiter or waitress?
No.
You don't do that?
I don't put that.
It's like
hand.
Sign language.
Right there when you need a box, a to-go box, so you do like the Madonna Vogue.
Yeah.
Map it out.
Look like you're a meme.
I see why this was written.
I'm sorry, a mime.
But when I want the check, I just go. Just one hand check mark, like a check mark in the air.
Oh, wow. All these servers are like, what are these people doing?
Yeah. He wants some Nikes.
Another thing, don't complain about prices. They have zero control over the prices. So why would you complain to them?
And don't complain about having to pay extra for sauce. I don't own this restaurant. I don't care. Tell me to do.
Yeah.
But they always complain to the waitress or the waiter. Oh, it's 25 cents. Like, honey, do you think I care? I'll give you this whole tray of sauce. Just leave me alone.
But they always say to bargain. So it's like, hey, is this the best deal you can give me on this meat and three right here?
Okay, that's on it, too. When you eat everything on your plate and say, I hated it, they'll laugh. But they've heard it a million times. Mm-hmm. Your joke is not new.
Oh, okay. That's the dad joke. Yeah. I hated every minute of it.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and finally, they say, when you come in 15 minutes before close, everyone in the kitchen hates you, too.
Yeah.
But that's tough because I'm like, you're open. I mean, why set your closing time earlier?
I agree.
That way we just don't come in.
But when you were the person at the restaurant, and Kato, you've said this before, you would turn the air down.
We would make it 50 degrees in there. And the customers that came in 5 minutes before closing would complain to us that it's too cold in there. We're like, oh, well, let us go. We'll go adjust it. We didn't adjust it.
Yeah. You turned it down lower.
We want you out of the restaurant.
So, they're like, my steak didn't even stay warm from the kitchen to here.
You got icicles hanging off your steak.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is ironic, but February is Humpback Whale Awareness Month. I hope you're aware of the humpback whales out there.
And you should have told us this tomorrow on Hump Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Never mind. Then don't forget what he said.
But you know what? It is Humpback Awareness Month. Maybe we should really need to work on teaching them better posture.
Is it just humpback month or just
humpback, whale?
That is a difference.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some people celebrating over the weekend.
We need to teach them better posture. That's what we need to do. This is a true story, and it involves a humpback whale. I don't know if you saw this. In Chile, a guy was actually swallowed by a humpback whale.
Saw it over there.
I know. So he said the first thing he noticed when he was eaten by the whale was the slime.
Ew. Yeah.
Imagine being in your kayak and you're sitting there. And they say this is a warning for folks to go to places that have whales in the area. Most time, boats have to leave their motor on if you're in a whale-infested area.
Did not know that.
Mm. Yep. So, especially if it's a smaller boat, because the whales will come up and get you.
Okay. Now, the thing is, they don't eat people. They eat algae and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where the slime came from.
Well, he started to think, he goes, how am I going to survive this Pinocchio-like or Jonah-like situation if the whale swallows me? And then he said he felt something hit him from behind, losing me, and my boat started to sink. So he's just sitting there minding his own business, and all of a sudden you feel your boat just sink down. Kind of creepy.
This is why I feel like we have no business being out in the open ocean.
I agree. There's things that are bigger than us and meaner than us.
Not to mention, did you watch the video?
No.
It's rough waters out there, and he's in a little inflatable kayak. And I'm like, first off, that was dumb.
He said, I closed my eyes, and when I opened them again, I realized I was inside a whale's mouth.
Oh, God.
He said, well, didn't think I'd end up here.
This gives me, like, the claustrophobic heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
I felt a slimy texture brush my face.
Oh.
No. And then he said, within seconds, he goes, I started to feel as though I was rising towards the surface. So he felt this slimy feeling, then all of a sudden, rising towards the surface. And then he said, in 2 seconds, I was up above the surface, and it had not eaten me. It had thrown me up.
Well, they don't eat you.
Yes.
That's almost offensive.
Yeah.
You don't like the way I taste? Uh-huh. Rude.
I would rather be offended.
Well, humpback whales have narrow throats about the size of a household pipe, they say.
Really?
Yep. And they are designed for swallowing small fish and shrimp, like Tom's been saying, and they cannot swallow something as big as a kayak. So even they say they can't swallow tires, even like a big fish like tuna, they can't swallow those as well.
Oh, man, I've been trying not to throw my tires in the ocean all these years.
Yeah.
And now I found out I wasted my time.
They say it's physically impossible for it to swallow the kayak or the person.
Why are they so big then?
I know.
Could you imagine when they're out on the dating scene? You should see my pipes. They're small and thin.
They eat too much vegetables, I guess.
Wow.
They don't get as many dates because they're humpback.
Oh.
That's not right.
I'm just teasing. That's just teasing.
It doesn't make it okay.
Well, the whale was likely feeding on a school of fish when it unintentionally scooped up the kayak alongside the meal, they say. When whales surface too quickly while feeding, they can accidentally hit like an engulfed object, and it gets into the path of their eating all those shrimp. And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah.
So they just basically open their mouth and head toward the surface, eating everything in its path.
Kind of like Tom at the buffet. He just opens his mouth and heads toward the buffet.
Got you.
Uh-huh. Okay. that's all I got, really. But it happened in real life. So just imagine that feeling. For me personally, I just hate any body of water where you feel something underneath the surface of the water and you can't see. Even some, public pools.
Oh, you don't look under a public pool.
Yeah.
I enjoy, snorkeling in the Caribbean. I've done at Key West. I've snorkeled. And both times I've had to get back on the boat because I see a big fish.
Yeah.
It might be harmless, but I don't care. I don't want to be.
That's interesting because I snorkeled for days on my honeymoon. And I never saw anything big. I saw some eels that freaked me out a little bit, but nothing huge. If I saw something bigger than me, that would bother me.
Well, it wasn't bigger than me. It was just a big fish.
These scuba divers, and they got sharks swimming all around them and stuff. And I'm like, what are you thinking?
Well, what about the Hartwell Dam? Some of those catfish are huge.
I'm not going to swim there either.
Oh, I do, until I start thinking about it. And then I'm like, get me back on the boat.
I believe it says keep distance from the dam.
Well, I'm not right by it.
Okay.
I'm a couple feet away.
Well, that's where the catfish usually are. You're how many feet away?
I don't know. 10? 15?
That's by it.
Now I'm panicking.
I'm just surprised you're getting Hartwell.
You don't know what's in that way.
I love it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered.
Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is the kind of statistic that surprises the heck out of me. And I know I'm above average, but I can't believe that this is the average number of photos that people have on their phone camera roll.
Okay.
Okay, just curious, going around the room, well, Tori, how many photos? You're a minimalist.
Yeah.
And a millennialist. I'm curious to know how many photos you have on your reel.
About 15.
Wow.
15 photos?
Mm-hmm.
You know they make those to store more if you want.
You know they make apps to keep that so it's not all in your photo album.
Wow, 15. Okay.
Now, do you count memes, too, like screenshots
and
stuff?
It's in your photo roll, it counts.
Okay.
It's simple. You just look at your photos and see how many's in there. Should say.
Oh, I'm going to be here for
I've
got to
count mine. You know what? Mine's 17,000.
Okay, 17,000.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I look like I got about 510.
Okay.
But only because, well, no. Oh, I don't know, because it says it's recent 984.
So it's more than 510.
Well, that's still a good, I mean, that's a good
amount. Yeah, so, I mean, you're probably over 1,000.
Okay, the average is 1,600. 1,600.
How do you know how
many?
Okay. I have 32,000 photos.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be way out. Hawk, you're kind of keeping up with me there. You're at half mine.
Well, that's the thing. I don't like to throw away.
Me either.
Pictures.
I'm like,
stuff.
Why should you? Because there's room.
Mm-hmm. I just, actually, it says I have 951 images and 33 videos.
Okay.
Oh,
I just recently, over the weekend, went through and just started deleting blurry pictures just because my Google backup, not my backup, but my backup and my Google Mail, it's running short.
Yeah, mine like, too.
Yeah, it's filling up. My mom's already filled up. So I just went through and just deleted just old pictures that I didn't need and blurry pictures. And I'm trying
to wouldn't keep blurry pictures to begin with. But,
well, it was somebody I never see anymore.
I gotcha.
I'm like, well, there's the blur.
Well, when he took that picture, he'd been drinking.
Yeah,
they
look
the
normal to me.
Now, some people would argue, well, how do you keep up if you got so many pictures? But you can search pictures now. You can literally search for dog, and it will find all your pictures that are a dog.
I don't know.
It's true.
Really?
I don't
try it right now.
I mean, it works on an Apple phone.
But it does eat up space in your phone.
But as long as you check your phone and you got enough space, it's not a problem.
But eventually you're going to have to go through and delete them to make space.
No, because my phone does that, and yours does too, automatically. It uploads it to the cloud if it needs space.
I don't have the cloud turned on.
You're wasting a free service.
Well, look, the dogs.
Why?
Because it's free.
My dogs, but not all of mine, because I got a bunch of my dog, but I didn't see
I did dog.
That's interesting. Funny. Okay.
Yeah, you can search for, like, orange. It'll find pictures that are mostly orange.
But see, I don't even know why I do say them, because I hardly ever post personal pictures.
Right.
I just downloaded a bunch of, like, thousands of pictures from an old laptop onto a little zip drive.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what am I going to do with this? Because I will never open this back up again.
See, that's the difference in you and me. You asked that question. I just save them, and I'm like, if I ever need them, I got them.
Well,
I don't think to myself, what will I ever do with this?
Well,
because
funeral,
I don't.
A little memorial
at
a funeral.
That's a good point. What if they die and you need the pictures to show at the screen?
I thought about making my own so my family won't have to worry about
Google
it.
Google will do that for you. But yes, it's probably a good idea.
I'm going to have to make my own because I got a girlfriend. I swear she picks the worst pictures of me. And she'll be the one in charge of the slideshow at my funeral. Yeah.
You only
I ain't
got 15
that.
Pictures of your slideshow.
But they're 15 great photos.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be at her funeral going, God, I saw that one already. It's the third time this is repeated. Uh-huh. But apparently, the typical person has about 1,598. Tori, you're even lower than normal because millennials typically have 2,500 photos.
I'm unique.
Yes, you are. And what are the photos we most commonly have on our phones? Family pictures, holiday celebrations, and cool views, like if we're doing like a cool sunset or something.
I have some of the pictures I deleted. I had like 14 of one sunset.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this many of the same sunset.
I got pictures of sunrise out the window of our studios, which is like dirty glass, and I'm still like, wow, that's a beautiful sunset. Not the same on your phone, though.
No. I never delete like pictures until my phone starts becoming very slow. And I'm like, oh, it's time to delete.
I usually, like, if I've been somewhere and I'm taking a lot of pictures, and I'm just sitting home doing nothing, I'll just start going through and deleting.
I will say this, though. You know, when you do take that picture, it's like, I've got to show this to everybody. It's that moment that you're outside, and you can't repeat it with a picture.
And no one wants to see your picture.
Exactly.
So here's what Gen Z is doing, and my daughter is definitely one of those who does this. They are printing the photos out.
Oh, wow.
My daughter actually has one of those Fuji Instacams.
Yeah.
And they're like these tiny little 2-inch by 2-inch postage stamp size pictures, but they will print them right then and there. And they're like, look, I got the picture. And they think that's.
Yeah.
And then they'll take pictures of it on their phone and share them around.
Mm-hmm.
Something's not right about that.
No,
That scares me for our future.
Well, our grandparents, that's how it first started with that Polaroid, you know, one step is what they called it, I think.
Yeah.
And you take one picture and you get it in like 2 minutes.
Right. Well, these are like that now, too.
Yeah. I have a friend, she wants to keep pictures of her kids as they grow up, but printed. So is it Shutterbug or Shutterfly?
Yeah.
One of those. She gets them free. She just sends them like 100 pictures and they'll send them back.
Wow. That's interesting that they're free.
I don't know how the free thing works. I don't know if she has to buy something or you get so many free, but.
You know, you see those old movies like in the cowboy days and even the 1940s where they had the huge camera and the guy had the blanket behind his head and it would take one picture. Imagine if you were out with your girlfriends there. Having to wait on those pictures to come back to see if Cindy smiled correctly or if her eyes were closed.
Imagine trying to do a selfie.
Holding that big camera.
Your arms would be burning. Well, apparently that's the new trend. Boomers don't do it much, but Gen Z regularly prints photos from their phones. So printed is actually, everything that's old has become new again.
Yeah.
And our kids are stealing all, they like low-res graphics on computer games. It's crazy.
Before you know it, they're only going to have one phone in their house with the dial or the cord attached to it.
And if they're fancy, they'll have one in their bathroom, too.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Don't know what it is to say for today, but all my stories have to do with animals today. For some reason, I was telling you about the humpback whale that swallowed a guy in Chile, which was very interesting, by the way. He did survive, just to let you know. Here's my next animal story this morning. In Shandong, China. I think I said that right.
Probably
it's just
not.
Fun to say that. Shandong, China.
That's okay.
I'm pretty sure that you're not supposed to do it with that
Shandong.
Accent.
Anyway, it's kind of like when you say the Punxsutawney Phil place, Gobbler's Knob. It's just a funny thing to say. Shandong.
Oh, my.
I don't think you're supposed to say it like that.
It gets better each time that it keeps saying
no,
it.
No, I think it gets worse.
Well, you say it. Shandong.
Shandong.
Shandong, okay.
It's not the word. It's how you're saying it.
Where is it at? China?
Yeah, it's in China.
Just say China?
Yeah, okay, this happened in China.
Yeah, there you go.
The zoo had no zebras in it, so they wanted zebras at this zoo. They painted black and white stripes on some donkeys and just said, this is a zebra exhibit.
Hey, you put them far enough out.
I was going to say.
You won't be able to know.
The only thing that'll get you now is those phones have high resolution. You're like, look at these zebras. Hold on. Zoom in a little bit. That's paint.
Yeah.
Or if it starts raining and all of a sudden they're like, why is that stripe running?
It's kind of like the girl's mascara running.
Yeah.
They probably have used Sharpies.
Yeah. I mean, what's next? You know, the camel. Oh, we need a camel. Let's just strap a hump on that camel's back.
Or the giraffe's back.
Or giraffe's back. Okay. Sorry. We need a long neck for a giraffe. Let's put it on a horse. That's weird. But, and you know, wasn't there a zoo over there that wanted bears? Didn't they just dress up the dogs with like a bear outfit or something?
Wasn't it the same zoo? They got Chow Chow dogs and painted them like pandas, right?
Yeah, I think something like that.
They got a creative marketing department.
I feel like at that point, that could be its own exhibit.
Right. I would go see it.
Make fake animals and make that the exhibit. Yes.
Well, they ask parents, have you ever been to the zoo with your kids or, you know, with the kids and seen something you shouldn't have seen?
Yes. With the elephants.
We saw something with an orangutan. There was an orangutan at Busch Gardens that would flip you off. People had taught it to do that, and they would give it, you know, they would flip it off, and then they would give it a treat so it learned to flip people off.
Me. Not at all. So the kids were sitting there seeing an orangutan flip them off?
Everyone.
That was a lot better than what they saw the elephants doing.
Well, elephants, they were learning how to make baby elephants.
They said, though, a lot of animals romance, like monkeys romance and stuff,
One romance, Tom, remember?
That was not romance.
I don't know. That seems like a mating call.
We went backstage at having a tour with the Greenville Zoo, and he was backstage with his camera and the monkey exhibit. And so he was like taking pictures and, you know, and of course the monkeys would caress Tom and he was letting them caress his face.
Aww.
It wasn't monkeys. It was one monkey She liked me.
Uh-huh.
That's sweet.
She also had bad hygiene.
So right after she caressed Tom's face, she put her hand back there, went her butt and started picking her butt.
No, she pulled out a piece of poo and threw it at one of the other monkeys. I have to hope she had not done that before she caressed my face.
What if we do that as humans?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Out in public.
Well,
people are starting to. Have you seen those videos? People just like in CVS or wherever and they just like drop their pants and they do that and then keep walking.
Well, that's not throwing it. That's just
Well, that's the next step.
We're talking about the zoo, but I guess the public is the zoo sometimes.
Well, CVS must be if that's what's happening.
So animals pooping was another inappropriate thing the kids have seen. But I'm like, you know, they see dogs do that.
I was going to say, how is that inappropriate?
Okay.
I mean, we literally, you take your dog on a walk and you have to worry about it pooing.
Yeah, have you ever seen anything inappropriate for your kids at the zoo? They said the animal's sick or dying.
Oh,
it's kind of sad.
That's
Come here,
a bad
Jimmy.
Zoo.
Let's watch this elephant die.
He's just napping.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather see what you saw.
No.
I mean, if you've been on a farm, you've probably seen a horse or a cow at some point.
I remember driving with the kids when they were younger, and it's like they loved the horse. It was a horse or cow. I can't remember. They thought they were playing leapfrog out in the field.
And you say, yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
That one stuck.
He's just no good at it. He can't make it over.
That's like the story about the little the girls watching the dogs, and the two dogs are sitting there, and she goes, Dad, what are those two dogs doing? And he's like, well, that one dog has hurt its paw, and the other dog is letting it put its paws on his back and walk so it doesn't have to put any weight on that paw.
Oh, sweet paw.
And she says, isn't that just like life? You try to help someone out, and you get screwed over. So she was apparently a wise young lady.
And you're talking about the way I say a city in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those zoos that you drive, the zoo drive-thrus, where the animals stick their heads in the car and they lick your grandma or something. They got their big tongues flapping out there like a Venom movie. last thing they said, animals fighting or eating one another. A lot of times they'll throw live turkeys in there and let the wolves eat them and stuff. Yeah.
I can't watch that.
Let the what eat them?
The wolves.
Wolves? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is sad.
Why would you do that while the people are there? That's something you do behind the scenes.
I'm hoping that's not here in America.
Well, that could be extra fee. If you got the back door tour, we're going to show you how they really live.
And then you get to see the monkeys throw poop at each other.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.